Blog Talk Radio.
New direct.
Hey, good evening, podcast audience. It is Ken Hodge, branch president of Columbus, Ohio. And I got my right-hand man with me, Robert Frost, out of Columbus, Ohio. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening, Kenny.
And that means it's time for the Kenny and Rob Injury Conversation Podcast. Again, on Tuesday nights, 7:30, we try to get with you and provide guidance and information on federal injury compensation that is designed to get you the medical treatment and the medical compensation you are entitled to while expeditiously returning you to full duty and to do your job. Hey, listen, I have two other callers on tonight. Hey, good evening, callers. How are you doing?
Good.
And who am I speaking
with? Good evening. Antonio Smith here, man, from Elite Medical. Good to be back on with you guys one more time, man. And thanks again for what you guys do, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, like I said, we kind of partnered up in this right now, Elite. Every Tuesday when my microphone is hot, Elite Medical definitely has a mic that they can always call in and join in on. Would that be Dr. Manfresco with you also?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good evening. First of all, I want to say it's an honor to have an injury compensation doctor live on the podcast. Because one of the main issues in the Columbus area that's being voiced to me is once individuals are injured, finding an injury compensation doctor seems to be almost an impossible feat. So I do welcome you, Dr. Manfresco.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Okay. It's a live podcast, so we may get callers calling in asking questions, but I have a few questions that I'd like to ask you. But before we ask those questions, Brother Antonio, can you give us one quick promo on what's taking place at Elite on this Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I have a special event coming up this Thursday, May 16th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Really just welcoming all federal employees that may be injured, may be dealing with any nagging injury, know someone that is dealing with any injuries, come on out. Very informal, but we have a lot of information for you at this event. We have some special guests coming all the way up from Atlanta, Georgia, to be with us as well, and some experts in the space that can answer your questions and definitely get you headed in the right direction. As I mentioned before, the great thing about Elite Medical, it's almost like a one-stop shop. You can get evaluated, get your therapy, you get help with claims management, and all your documentation and paperwork that you need to file and get on the right path. And so you can get all that information and get you going on Thursday, May 16th, 5:30 to 7:30. That's 500 East Main Street, Suite 105, right in downtown Columbus, Ohio, 43215. We certainly hope to see you there this Thursday.
Hey, I appreciate the promo, brother. And again, we have flyers around the Columbus, Ohio Citygate Post Office, and I'll post something on Facebook tomorrow to try to support that event so people in Columbus area are aware that should you get hurt, and you're a federal employee and you have access to injury compensation, that we try to provide a resource that will resolve your issues. Hey, now let me talk to the doctor for a second because I have a couple of questions that were emailed to me. Doc, first question I'd like to ask you is, if an employee is seeing a doctor because of a work-related injury, and let's say I think the thing you could see up to twice and then change. But what if I've seen a doctor four times? Now I find out about Elite Medical. How can I have my doctor refer me to your organization because you are an injury compensation doctor?
Yeah, it's as simple as writing a prescription. And then we have the paperwork to file to have a change of positions for that particular injury. So we can guide people through the paperwork. If the doctor is not willing to refer, then we have paperwork. We have to go through channels for that, and that takes a little bit longer. But if the doctor wants to refer somebody that does specifically federal employees, all he has to do is really write on a prescription that he wants to refer.
Okay, so again, to the audience, we've been educated that after you've seen your doctor twice, he becomes your physician of record. But again, new information or different information tells you that even after that takes place, you can still change physicians, and the folks at Elite Medical will show you how to do that.
And if I just may jump in on that really quickly, Mr. Hodge, so it's the number is 3. The magic number is 3. So if you see a doctor 3 times or more, that becomes your doctor of record. So anything less than 3, 2 times, 1 time, you're still in a safe zone there. But 3 or more becomes your doctor of record. And again, it is a process to, get that change of treating, the physician changed over. We can certainly help. What we would do is evaluate each case on a case-by-case basis, depending on, again, your situation, what that looks like. But we can certainly assist with that, or at least, get you the information so you can try to complete that request.
Okay. Next question is, if I'm out of work, again, all we're talking about is employees injured at work. So I'm out of work. What do I need to return to work?
Dr. Mafreski, you want to take that? Returning to work, what is it that you need?
Generally, there's just paperwork that's real simple to fill out that states the patient is sufficiently recovered and is able to return to work. A lot of people aren't able to go back to their original job or full duty, so we have we can send people back at light duty or part-time or whatever fits their particular injury at the time. But if they've completed therapy and they're fully able to return to work, then we just release them from care and have them return to work.
Okay. And a follow-up question to that would be, a lot of the doctors that employees are seeing are not really Fed Comp doctors. So if I go see a doctor who's not Fed Comp and I'm seeing him about an at-work injury, he returns me to work because, again, if they don't really understand the federal compensation program, they're probably going to be more apt to go on the employer's side and say, let me get you back to work. So you send me back to work and I re-injure myself from the initial injury. What actions should I take then?
Yeah, my simple answer would be to contact Elite and we'll help guide you through that process. Because federal workers' comp is a different ball game than what most people are used to, especially in the state department. But that's all that we do at Elite is federal workers' comp.
And one last question, and then we'll take questions from anyone else. What do I do if I receive a bill from the doctor because I receive care under federal injury compensation program? Should I be receiving any bills at all?
I can't speak for anybody else that you shouldn't receive any bills from Elite. One of the things that's nice about the way the company is set up is that if we find an injured worker and say it's something that has not been an approved case, it doesn't stop us from treating. We treat everybody as if their case was approved. If they receive care and their case is ultimately denied, then they do not receive a bill from us, and any treatment that we have provided is free.
Hey, that's outstanding. Robert, do you have any questions for the doctor?
No, I've already asked all my questions of him. I see him a couple times a week.
I didn't know Mr. Frost was on the podcast with
us. Oh,
yeah, that's me.
In fact, Dr. Mr. Frost is the one who introduced me or reintroduced me to Elite Medical. Yeah, so he's always a part of this podcast. Hey, but I do thank you for gracing us with your presence, Dr. Manfresca. And again, it's a wonderful thing if you're in the Columbus area to know that we have a full service, that you have a full service injury compensation facility, as Brother Smith said, to include therapy, rehab, case management. It's a good thing because I can't tell you enough, or I can't say it enough, how many times people are injured at work and they have no clue on what should take place.
Yeah, that's true. And it's our pleasure. And I've through my years of working here, I've found out that there's a lot of misconceptions too. They think any physician that does federal workers' comp is automatically an adversary, or automatically not an adversary, that they're there to try and deny your claims. And that's not work. We're interested in getting people healthy and back to work, and we're always, patients first, not bureaucracy.
Hey, again, and I thank you, and I'm sure everyone in this area thanks you. So I'm looking forward to meeting you on Thursday. Will you be there Thursday, Doctor?
I'll be there Thursday night.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I've heard a lot of wonderful things about you and your organization. And again, I always tell people, I am a union branch president, but Elite Medical is not a part of the Postal Service. It's not a part of the postal unions. It is a separate entity that I try to guide people to so that they can receive medical care, medical compensation that's going to take care of them until they're back to full duty.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday night then.
And also, Dr. Manfresca, just as I said to Antonio Smith, every Tuesday night we do live podcasts in Elite Medical. There's always a microphone waiting for you. So that's every Tuesday night, 7:30.
Awesome. Okay. Really appreciate it, guys. Man, look forward to seeing you Thursday. Everyone else, the audience members, look forward to seeing you Thursday as well. And it'll be really good. Any questions in the meantime, don't hesitate to reach out to us. And we definitely want to be a resource. We're here to help you guys. So thank you, and look forward to seeing you later this week.
You'll definitely see me, and some folks that I refer to come see you.
Oh, very good, right. Very good. All right. Have a good evening.
All right,
take care, and thank you for joining us this evening.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, podcast audience, again, we had the pleasure of having an actual injury compensation doctor on the show tonight, which lets you know that when you receive guidance from Kenny and Rob, again, part of our guidance resources is we have access to a doctor. We have access to Elite Medical. And I know I keep saying this, but it's very important that I keep reiterating, this is not a postal or a union function. Okay, because I am a branch president, please do not confuse that this is a union function and I am directing anyone to go anywhere, because I'm not. Because I'm a branch president, I have a concern to help mail handlers first, then all postal employees. And part of my concern is that I seek out different organizations that's going to assist us in our everyday quality of work life. And that's what Elite Medical does for us. So moving right along, I want to now bring it back home. Again, as always, I always keep Columbus, Ohio, my branch, on the forefront of what I'm talking about. And as we address this injury compensation podcast twice this week, I became aware of employees being injured at work and management, again, not knowing or just not doing the correct things. And what I mean by correct things, issue number one, I happened to be walking into the tour office the other day to turn in my scanner, and I see a mail handler there grimacing in pain as she is holding her arm while writing a statement. And I look over at her and I ask her, what's wrong? And she explained to me she hurt her arm. She's got pain in her arm. And we're at work already, so it happened at work. And I asked her, well, what are you doing? And her response to me was, they told me to come here and write a statement on what happened. And just for a second, I had to I had to step down for a minute and remember that I'm not active as a president in most of my duties, because my first response was, you mean they have you sitting here, you're in pain. What are they doing to provide medical treatment? I contacted a supervisor, MDO, and suggested that maybe instead of having that employee sit up there in pain, how about if we transport that employee to the hospital and get them some kind of medical treatment, and then we can fill out the rest of these, the statement. But more importantly, how about if we initiate that CA1 or that CA16 so this employee can get medical treatment? Now, I must say, the supervisor complied immediately. And again, I'm not even going to say complied. The supervisor did their job. Now, I don't know if they were going to do that anyway, but I just kind of interceded before that. But I had to intercede because I felt it was horrible to have that employee sitting up in there in pain. They're writing out a statement instead of being transported via however they transport or ambulance to the hospital for care. And that's just the first instance. The second instance I have of the same thing. A male handler at work got exposed to an issue, requested medical attention, and instead of giving it to him, they have the male handler writing out statements. Folks, listen and listen very well. If you get injured at work, receiving medical care far outweighs any obligation for a complete statement at this time. You have time to do that, but let's get treated first. And then, because just think about this, you're sitting here in pain trying to write a statement. Are you going to be factual? You're going to cut that statement in half because all you know is I need to finish this so hopefully I can get some medical care. So again, people, if you are injured at work and the supervisor is more focused on you writing out a detailed statement on what happened, there's an issue and you need to text me or call me or call Robert Frost. And again, we will get to your aid and provide guidance on what should happen. Again, I have to clarify, do not think that Robert or myself is going to come out here and tell the supervisor what to do. Well, let me speak for Robert on that one. I don't think that that's what's going to happen. We're going to provide you guidance so that you can let the supervisor know, you know, maybe you text me, I'm writing a statement instead of getting medical care. I'll text you back, hey, go into the locker room, get your pull a copy of the CA-10 off the wall and read it to the supervisor. Again, you contacting me or you contacting Robert does not give us the autonomy to direct postal management at any point in time. But it definitely gives us the autonomy to direct you on what should happen, and then you can help enforce that to happen. So in both of those cases that I just talked about, Rob, let's go ahead and take both of those employees through what the purpose of that CA-1 is for.
Well, the CA-1 is essentially it's how you claim or file a claim for your injury. If your injury is severe enough, you'll get actually get paid for it if they take you off work. Now, of course, the OWCP does have to approve it before you start getting paid, but it still gives you that option. Right, and it puts it on record that you were injured at work. That way the post office can't weasel out, and they will try some of them. Excuse me. The CA-1 is designed to protect you. It's designed to protect your position. That way, if you're injured and off work for an extended period of time, you still have your job to go back to. The other thing is you need to remember you need a copy of the CA-16, the CA-20, and the CA-17. those all really need to go with you to the doctor. The CA1 can wait until you get back, until you're able to. But the 16, the 17, and the 20 need to go with you to the doctor. You really need to get the medical attention quickly, simply because you don't know how severe the injury is. The only one who's going to know is a doctor who examines you.
Hey, Rob, let me interject quick for a second here. When Rob talks about the CA-16 and the CA-20, let me tell you something, folks. If the agency processes your claim properly, you will never have to provide your information when you get to the hospital. And in both of these cases, both of the individuals had to give their information. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to start getting bills that you're going to bring to the post office. And let me tell you, I know many of people who, because the post office did not handle the payments properly or timely, got negative marks on their credit report. I'm telling you what I know to be a fact. If you get injured at work and your doc that you're at the hospital and they're asking you for your medical insurance information, then that should be a red flag to you to let you know that the agency did not provide the 16 or the 20 that will get them paid and send all bills directly to the agency. I'm sorry, Rob, go ahead.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you brought that up because, excuse me, I'll give you an example. And again, using myself, because all of this stuff has happened to me. I went to the emergency room from work. I had a torn rotator cuff, but didn't know it. When I got to see the actual doctor, they said, "How are you going to pay for this? We need your health insurance information." I said, "This is an injury at work. This is a workers' comp claim, federal workers' comp claim." He said, "But we still need your health insurance." No, they don't. Because if you give them the health insurance information, they're going to bill your health insurance, not workers' comp. Take that CA-16. That tells them that they're going to get paid. I didn't know about a CA-16 when I was injured. All right. You can give them your health information if you want to, and if you want them to use your health insurance to pay for it, that's fine. That's up to you. But workers' comp gives workers' comp the opportunity to deny the claim because you've already gotten health care. And they will do that. Because the second time I got hurt, I paid for it out of pocket, the emergency room visit. Workers' comp denied the claim because they said my private health insurance paid for it. I didn't have health insurance. I couldn't pay for it. Right? So, you know, it took me 6 months to get that claim actually approved. Don't give them your health insurance if you don't have to. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, sometimes we fall under the false pretense that, well, it's my health insurance. It's not coming out of my check. Trust me. If you don't have to pay for something, why would you? If you have no choice
exactly.
or have no recourse, then it makes perfect sense. But why would you go into a restaurant and pay for a meal that's already paid for you? That just don't make sense to me. But what happens is a lot of times you get caught in a position where the agency is not prepared. The agency does not bring the proper forms for that emergency room visit, and you get kind of stuck holding the bag. Well, I'm here to tell you, don't get stuck holding the bag. If you got hurt at work and the agency don't have the proper forms, then they must get the proper forms, and you do not have to give your health insurance information to that hospital.
Now, should you get a bill from a doctor or an emergency room or wherever for your injury at work, all right, there is a form that we have that you can file with the workers' comp to have that reimbursed to you if you pay it. Otherwise, all you really need to do is send the bill in to your HRM and have them send it to workers' comp and have it taken care of. Do not pay it yourself.
So again, you got to understand, and again, some of these little nuances that we continue to repeat, reiterate, however you want to call it, because it is that important. And something as minute or something as, you know, you're thinking, okay, I got hurt at work. Everybody knows that. The supervisor brought me here from work. So, yeah, there's no issue with me giving out my medical information. Wrong answer. That's the first sign. Let me tell you, people, when you're in the hospital giving out your information, that's the first sign. Well, excuse me. That's the first signal to you that you're about to have an issue getting this claim processed because they're starting off wrong. So when you're at the hospital and the doctor asks for your medical information, and then you tell the doctor it's an at-work injury, injury compensation case, and they continue to beat on you mentally for that information, well, you should also start to think and remember that if the post office or the agency started out in the negative, not filling out the forms properly, then that is going to snowball, and when it's time for you to be compensated, you're going to run into other issues. That's just my experience with dealing with claims management. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that, wow, we have a doctor that will be in and out of our podcast, man. That's kind of awesome, especially when one of the claims that I'm hearing is it's hard to even find a doctor. And we have one, a part of the Kenny and Rob Injury Conversation podcast. And again, these resources that Robert and I that we find out about, that we research and investigate. And again, if we feel it's a benefit to you, then I bring it to you. Understand, and we're going to continue to do that. But I want you to always know that these, even though I'm a branch president, we are just concerned postal employees. Again, I keep saying postal. Rob deals with postal and federal. We're just concerned employees trying to find a better way for people who do exactly what we do. That's all it is. And again, in Columbus, it's the Kenny and Rob podcast. I like to see other members get involved with helping postal employees. So again, each one teach one, and that's how we become strong in nature. If we understand that, if I understand that there's something going on in the post office that I might not be aware of, and in this case, injury compensation guidance, but there's another union, there's another group of employees who are aware and they are willing to share. See, that's what makes the quality of work life just a little better. And again, I always say to you, it would be my sincere desire that if we had to refer zero postal employees to Elite Medical, because see, then that would be like utopia. Everybody's going to work. Nobody's getting injured, but we don't live there. That's not where we are. So the fact that injuries exist, compensation, FICA laws are available to assist and protect you, then Robert and I want to make sure we know as much as possible about it so we can provide you, the member, the employee, the friend, with good guidance on how you can get your claim accepted. You can get rehabilitation treatment. You can be compensated for when you're not at work, all of this under FICA laws. Hey, Robert, go ahead and get your good nights in, man. As always, it's a pleasure talking with you.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's the Kenny and Rob Injury Conversation Podcast. Again, we are, semi-affiliating ourselves with Elite Medical. So we will continue to provide information to you about Elite Medical. And as always, I have to give a big shout out, warm love, a lot of love to Federal Injury Centers, Jeannie and Chris. Hey, still my number one resource. Everyone have a nice evening. Kenny and Rob podcast. We're out of here.